TRANCASA makes strong showing at FAR Truck Expo, unveils its first Tesla semi. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. FAR, Texas. Trancasa owner and founder Carlos Canales unveiled the company's first Tesla semi at the FAR Truck Expo, marking a move into fully electric heavy-duty truck technology as the International Transportation and Logistics Company evaluates how new equipment can be incorporated into its operations. Canales said TRANCASA plans to test the Tesla Semi and evaluate its performance. At the time of the expo, the electric tractor was being fitted with TRANCASA logos. We're going to be among the pioneers in South Texas testing electric technology to see how it works for us, Canales said. TRANCASA, founded in 1991 as Transportes Canales S.A. de C.V., is an international ground transportation and logistics company serving Mexico and the United States, with services extending into Canada. The company provides domestic and cross-border freight transportation, door-to-door service, freight forwarding, intermodal and expedited shipping, full truckload and less-than-truckload service, temperature-controlled freight, flatbed transportation, specialty freight and equipment rentals. TRANCASA also provides shipment tracking and security systems supporting manufacturers, importers and exporters moving freight through the North American supply chain. Canales said technology is changing transportation quickly and companies must continue adapting. If you don't keep up with technology and developments in the industry, you can disappear from one day to the next, he said. The FAR Truck Expo provides transportation companies with an opportunity to display equipment, demonstrate technology, and present their services. Canales said TRANCASA's participation also lets the company show what is happening in the South Texas transportation industry. FAR is doing a very good job by inviting transportation companies to show what they're doing and demonstrating to other cities and other parts of the United States that FAR is becoming a logistics hub, Canales said. Canales also discussed autonomous trucks, saying human involvement remains important when vehicles encounter situations such as accidents, flat tires or detours that require leaving established highways. He said improvements in fiber optic infrastructure and connectivity could support further development of autonomous transportation. Canales connected transportation growth with manufacturing and international commerce in South Texas. He said a maquiladora is already operating at TRANCASA's FAR Business Park and that additional manufacturing activity is coming to the region, creating jobs and tax revenue. He also pointed to the expansion of FAR's International Bridge as another development he expects to strengthen commerce and transportation in the area. Canales encouraged people to attend transportation expos to learn about emerging technology and see how the industry is changing. These types of shows and expos allow people to come, learn about innovation and see what we're doing, Canales said. He described FAR, McAllen, Donna, and the corridor extending from Brownsville to Laredo as part of the Rioplex, which he said is strengthening as a logistics region.